What's up, y'all? This your boy Jay Ross for Jay Ross TV at www.jrosstv.com. Hey, y'all, we broadcasting podcast style down in the basement. Got my brother, y'all, Darrell Ross. He's the chief cook and bottle washer, president of Ross Tech, man. If you need your computers fixed, I'm telling you, boy, if you need any kind of that stuff done, hardware, put in software, manipulation, all that, he do it. But today, y'all, we down in the basement. We talking about raising sons. We sending this out to all the men, especially the men that's in the home. But you catch that's out of the home or divorced or whatnot, or you catch that just don't even show up when you're supposed to, this for you. Hey, what's up, boy? My brother Darrell Ross, y'all. Say a little something, D.
What's up out there?
Is that all you're going to say, boy?
That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, that's how we roll in the basement, y'all. Hey, but we want to talk about raising sons. Now, Darrell got two sons, both of them. Matter of fact, one graduate tomorrow from high school. Congratulations. And I have one son that's 10. So he can give you a little bit, well, matter of fact, he can show me the way a little bit in the path of raising the son up to that age and some of the things that he went through. So, like, now, darling, your estimation, you know, you raised two boys already, and what were some of the challenging things in the beginning that you had to go through?
I don't consider anything a challenge. Raising sons is it's a lesson. It's a blessing, first of all. Something that I look forward to doing. Something that was passed down from my father. And so one of the things I don't know what the hell to say.
Just talk about, you know, you some of the things you went through, like starting off at age, the kindergarten years up through fifth grade, and you know, and how it changes from, say, you know, grade school, middle school, high school, for as the way they look at life. You know, at first they like to be around you all the time. Then next thing you know, they don't want you around at all, especially when the girls are around. You know, and then you grew, not so much grew up, but your kids grew up in a mostly all-white community, and you being African-American, let's get that straight. I don't want to hear nobody mouth. You know, did everybody ever use the N-word? How did you teach them how to compensate or overlook that type of noise and just deal with it? That's stuff we talking about down here in the basement, y'all.
As far as the raising the kids in a mostly white community, for the most part, we did not experience too much of the N-word, although they did get a little bit of it. What I always taught them is that their self, their being is more important, that their character is more important than the color of their skin, that no one can take that away from them, no matter what other people say to them, what other people do to them. They can never, ever lose their character, not if they don't want to. Now, did it hurt them when they heard that? Yes, it did. They were shocked that some people that they considered close friends could say something like that to them. But, again, we all grow up in different environments. Our homes are different environments. What we are taught in our homes are different. So my lesson to them was the ones that love you and appreciate you, those are the ones you stick with. The ones that they change on you, you have to move away from them. You move on.
So now, like down in the hood, somebody call you the N-word, especially if a white person call it, you want to kind of like beat them down. So you trying to teach them a non-violent way and to deal with something that they're not anyway.
Well, I try to teach them the N-word. Words are words. You can make them be meaningful. You can make them be powerful. You can make them be detrimental. There's no reason to get violent with anyone based on what they say. Now, if they raise a fist at you, that's a different story.
Oh no, Nash. Somebody say your mama fat. You know, man, your mama so fat, man. She this, she that, boy. Hey, you can't say nothing about mama now.
Well, a brother of mine once taught me that when something is said, if it happens to be true, there's no point in getting upset about it. If it's true and if it's a fact, there's no point in getting upset about it. So again, words are words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me.
Well, now it's five boys in our family, so I don't know what brother told you that.
Well, the brother that I'm sitting next to told me that.
Hey, I was young then. I ain't know no better. Cause right now I got that Glock out, boy. You call me something like that, it's gonna be on and popping. Dude, hey, my tolerance level ain't gone down now. You know, I profess to be a Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ, but better seem like my nerves just got shot, man. You know, I don't know what it is, man. Something in that water.
Well, Again, with me, the way I look at life is I won't let words affect me. And so you can call me whatever you want. And that's what I try to teach my kids. People can say what they want to say. You can't control what they say. All you can do is walk away. If you're wise, you would walk away. So that's one of the things, one of the main lessons I try to teach my sons, be willing to walk away from nonsense.
Well, I heard that now. You got them old high yellow kids too, man. So,
well, one of them is not high yellow.
Well, Lil D, he not. I mean, no, Dante is, he high yellow. So, but he fit in good with them white folk, you know. You know what I'm saying? That's what he likes. So, I mean, just to hear somebody call you the N-word at that age got to be detrimental to your psyche.
Well, I mean, heck, you hear the N-word all over now. I mean, it's prevalent all over. You hear it in music. You see it on TV. So I think the kids today are more sensitized to it than we were our parents were.
Yeah, I give you that one. I give you that because I see that. But the thing, I don't know, man. I guess like when you hear it, you do hear it everywhere. Hear it in the street, your friends and all that. But it seems like when it's coming from somebody black, it's not as harsh because with a black person, you know it's not meant to be detrimental or derogatory. But, you know, somebody white said, especially, you know, in the different tones that they use or even with a look that they give you, I guess it's a little bit more inflammatory towards your psyche. But, you know, it's all good, though, man. But you're right. You teach your kids to grow up and don't even worry about that type of stuff, you know. Get an education and prepare yourself for your life journey, you know, because you got to eat.
All right. So with your son, if the same situation hit him, what would you teach him?
Oh, he going to call him one right back. He said, you look here, you mother. I'm just kidding, y'all. Well, my son a little hot-headed, you know, but he get it from his father, and I've been trying to tone my stuff down. So because, you know, your kids emulate who you are, especially your sons. So I'm trying to tone down my attitude because I'm real judgmental in a sense. I don't like a bunch of bull, you know, especially like we go to church or something like that, or different people come over here and they say different things. I ain't trying to hurt it, you know, but it's all good though. You know, you just do what you do, man, and then you pray to God and ask him to guide you and guide your family, and hopefully everything raised up right. But you know, but then they get to that certain age, like now your kid's dating, you know, and driving and gone, you know, you don't even know where they at no more, you know. So how do you deal with that as far as the dating aspect? What you teaching about the sexual thing?
Let's talk about all aspects of that. First of all, I don't try to limit my kids on things that I don't try to limit from my kids things that I did when I was their age. When I was their age, I was able to go and do what I wanted to do. I didn't have to report in. I don't expect for my kids to report in, although they do, because again, not only do they have a father, they have a mother as well, and she likes to keep track of where they are. But I kind of expect them to go off and do the things with their buddies, that the same things that we used to do. It's no different.
Well, I don't know, Dan. I don't know about little. It's no different in the routine, but it is a little difference in the attitude of the people nowadays. You know what? Just like we were growing up, you know, the females or the young girls, the teenagers, we could all hang together. And of course, you liked the girl and you was trying to get at her. But like nowadays, instead of the cats are just take it. You know, it seemed like there's no restrictions in a person's mind, these young folks' mind anymore. I guess it comes from lack of discipline. You know, so that's the aspect I was coming from. So you, what you think on that one?
I think that on that one, hey, I don't think dating has changed much from our generation to the new generation.
Not so much dating. The attitudes, though, of the people. I mean, dating is dating. You know, hey, baby, how you doing? Such and such. Look good in them jeans. You look smart. You don't know nothing.
I understand where you're coming from.
Right.
But the thing is, our generation was different than our parents' generation.
Really?
I mean, their courtship was different from ours. So as time goes by, it seems as though some of the mores just loosen up. And I think that's natural.
Yeah.
I think that we teach our kids the things that are passed down to us, we pass down to our kids. But we also change some of the things that were passed down from our parents' generation to our generation. And some of the things that we didn't agree with from our parents' generation to our generation, we allow our kids to go past that.
All right, y'all, we back in a minute. We got to do this commercial. J. Ross TV in the back in a second. Hold on.
I'm a raccoon. And this time in your attic has been the best week of my raccoon life. I'm digging. I'm nesting in this fluffy stuff. I've already had like 4 babies. I'm the smartest raccoon I know. And if you got your home insurance where you got your 15-minute car insurance, you could be paying for this yourself. So get Allstate. You could save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate agents.
Yeah, y'all, back from the commercial break. Y'all hope y'all enjoyed it from the sponsors. Please be sure to check out their products, y'all, so I can get paid. I'm trying to get that Lamborghini in every color, you know, as time goes on. Check it out, y'all. I'm going to be only one in South Beach riding around in a convertible Lamborghini and some thongs. See, sweaty and everything, boy. But it's all good in the hood. Let me tell you something. Now, getting back to this thing now. All right, we was talking about that now. But what about, all right, I don't know. I guess some of my fears was just like, you know, you sleep, your kids, they done got old, they 18, 19, 20 on up, and you don't know where they are anymore, you know. And, you know, I guess you just got to deal with it.
Again, you were 18, 19 years old. You got up, you left out in your little blue,
RX-7.
Where were you? Did your parents know everywhere you were?
No, but check this out. Now, back in them days, remember, I used to have that convertible. You know, you could ride around at night, 2 in the morning, with your top down, when nobody bother you. You could walk up and down the street, 2 in the morning. Folks, hey, man, excuse, hey, how you doing, bro? Now, you can't, man, I wouldn't walk from here to the mailbox.
Now, I mean, but that's not true everywhere. You couldn't do that everywhere. Now, in our old neighborhood, yeah, you can do that. But... And now you can't, because times change, people change. The neighborhood is not what it used to be. But think, back in the day in our neighborhood, it was very nice. But then there were some other neighborhoods that was very rough that you wouldn't do that.
That's right, but it wasn't no killing and murdering like it is.
There's always been murder.
No, that ain't what I'm saying. Not to this.
Not to this extent.
That's
no.
Right.
Not to this extent, and I blame a lot of that on movies like New Jack City and Boys in the Hood that glorify that.
Well, Color kicked it all off back in '85, I believe.
Yeah, but that too.
Well, what are parents at, man? What are parents that teach and need kids discipline? You know, I mean, even without the movies, man. You know, you walk up and down the street now, kids don't move out the way. You know, you say something to them, they got something smart to say, you go talk to their parents, parents curse you out.
Yeah, well, you have to look at our generation for that, because we did not teach our kids the way our parents taught us. So it comes back to our teachings to our kids, and it comes back to, again, your household and your environment. Respect comes from, it starts at the home. And in this situation, in the environment that we are in today, the parents, in my opinion, don't care as much about respect for a fellow human being.
Yeah, I see that, and I agree with that. Is it because the parents are so young now?
I think that has a lot to do with it.
No fathers in the home.
I think that has a lot to do with it. I think it also comes down to just their own self-respect. The one thing that I think that has a big influence on it is our parents stress to us, you know, education, go to school, get as much knowledge as you can.
We got stressed with that type of acknowledgement with an ironing call.
Yes, we did.
These folks don't get whooped nowadays. Time out.
Well, I mean, teacher
can't whoop you no more.
Well, man, I mean, yeah, I agree with that. But there's nothing stopping the parent from doing it.
They call the police on them.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's look, when your parents discipline starts at home too. When your parents are not disciplining the kids, it should not be left to the school board to do that. It should not be left to the teacher to discipline your kid. It should be to the point. It should be that if the kid is a problem in school, the kid should be sent home.
And then what?
that's where the parenting comes into play. It's the parents' job to raise their kids, not the school.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy J. Ross closing the show down in the basement. J. Ross TV, www.jrosstv.com. Podcast style, y'all. Hanging out with my little brother, Darryl Ross. He's the president of Ross Tech, y'all, computer services. This cat do it all. I'm telling y'all, when you see the basement and you're checking the film, videos, and all the pictures, he the cat to put everything together, the engineer, the network guy, and all that. But we're going to go ahead and bounce, y'all. Once again, this was about fathers raising sons, good fathers raising sons, fathers that's in the house. So www.jrosstv.com. We up out of here. Peace.
I love you.
And I think you're the Egg McMuffin of boyfriends.
It's the Egg McMuffin of automobiles.
I'll take it.
You told me it was the Egg McMuffin of apartments. The Egg McMuffin.
The Egg McMuffin of all beach days.
Experts are calling it the Egg McMuffin of
science projects.
The simple joy of the one and only. With fresh cracked egg and extra lean Canadian bacon, it's just one of the wholesome ways to start your day at 300 calories or less.
He called you the Egg McMuffin of what?